Evan Johansson is Magnet, and Magnet is our guest today. His second full-length album came out here in the States recently, filled with his melancholic, melodic pop. Evan is from Bergen, Norway, which is also the home of the Kings of Convenience and the electronica artist Annie. And I ask him, why all these artists, why all these musicians from the same town?
Well, I think there's not really a good answer for that. I suppose it must be because we're also immensely talented. If you know what I mean. No, I think it rains, right? It's the rainiest city in Europe. So and it gets quite dark in the wintertime and stuff. So I think, not to say that that I think we're, the people from Bergen are better in any way, but I think people, it lends itself to being, take music seriously. But not
introspective, inside.
Well, kind of. Well, you know what you're not going to be running outside in the rain, you know, for 3 months. So you're better off sitting inside playing music and stuff. And there is no other.
Yeah, I figured it was
attempt
just,
to dance.
Yeah, it had to be something similar to that. You're holding an instrument which is not. You don't particularly use in an American way, but one sees as kind of an American instrument, the lap steel.
Yeah.
And there is kind of a country and Western thing in your past, isn't there, from your dad?
Well, you know, this, but the parents like mine, they used to listen to, you know, my dad being a musician and stuff, they used to listen to lots of different music. So, the diet that I got was kind of flavored what was hot then, you know, when they were kids, I suppose.
Right.
So lots of some of the stuff were really good and some was really awful, but some of the good stuff was country and Western music. So there's obviously an influence, but I actually think that the lap steel is a Hawaiian thing, which I suppose is American after all. But I think,
or at least is now. Yes.
Yeah. No, so it's I don't particularly use it as because I don't really know how to play it. So it's the idea is to just try and make it sound as big as possible, and then people believe I do know how to play it. You know.
Well, we're talking about Bergen's rain and being inside and all that. People are saying, and I think they're right in a way. The Tourniquet is a bit of a darker record than On Your Side, and. I kind of see it as somebody climbing out of darkness in a way.
Yeah, no, that's a good description. I think it's. I think I wanted to make a record that was slightly more immediate and a bit more sort of direct. Whereas On Your Side takes a long time to get to the point all the time, which is also a virtue I actually like a lot. You know, patience.
But, indeed.
But it was, you know, you've done that, so you try and do something like a slightly reaction, I suppose.
Well, now what are you going to play today? What do you think you'll? What's
well,
first?
The thing is that we've got such we're so homesick now, so so we're going to play the songs that reminds us the most about home. So it's like where happiness lives, like 1,000 miles away, a million miles even.
So we'll start off with this version of Where Happiness Lives.
Yeah, that's the idea.
was last October. On a Tuesday night, she said, "You and me are over. I'm not getting high tonight." But he went straight down the white line, let a good thing down. Wasn't driving her crazy, I drove her right out of town. And there's a million miles to go to where happiness lives. There's a try and catch her attention. He's got to catch her right. Use the last of the powder. Let him push her head. Move at the speed of lightning. The miles for dead. There's a million miles to go to where happiness lives. There's a million miles to go to where happiness lives. There's a million miles to go to a happiness lives. There's a
Where Happiness Lives, Magnet is playing live for us today on the cafe. Another kind of touch point about the Tourniquet, the new album from Magnet, Evan Johansson is with us here today, is using Jason Faulkner to work on the album with you. Now, we were big Jellyfish fans. We've been fans of what he's done on his own. He's kind of a, you know, you talk about the darkness of Bergen, he's kind of a bright, sunny California guy.
Yeah.
Now, how did that mesh when you were working together?
Well, it worked out quite well because he got such really, really bad jet lag. So he was seeing demons and stuff. And honestly, it was. So he was kind of darkened up there for a bit. When he came over.
He came over to work with you?
Yeah, and then we came over and did some work in LA as well. Mm. But no, Jason, he's a really fun guy to be around, and he takes his music very seriously. So he's, you know, if you'd ever wondered how a Beatles song went, he'll tell you and show you, you know. So he's got a slightly different approach to the music. He's more like a traditional musician, if you know what I mean. He knows how to, you know, if you want to get that bird sound, you do that guitar and you...
Right.
Whereas it isn't necessarily always that what I'm after, you know.
Well, how is it for you? What do you mean?
Sometimes you can, if you want something like slightly bird flavored, like,
right.
You know, you don't have to have the whole package. You can maybe try and get the essence or whatever, and try and make it into something that you haven't necessarily heard so much before. But it's a really good thing to have someone like Jason who knows how to get all these things, or you know how to play them and or whatever, so you got a good foundation to kind of and try and mess up what he's trying to do.
Yeah, no, that's really I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
That's really interesting. But also, if you got yourself down a cul-de-sac and couldn't figure it out how you wanted to do it, he would.
Yeah,
offer
he's
at least
a
something.
Bright, clever boy, you know. So he's a good guy to have around.
Yeah, he seems like. Whole clever menagerie involved with this. Evan, why did you become Magnet? Why a band name? A number of people do it nowadays.
Well, the thing was when I was allowed to come with my dad to when they did some shows over here in LA on the West Coast when I was like 13. And I was suffering from anemia at the time. So it makes you really tired, and you know, and we couldn't figure out what was wrong, you know. So I was we went to a doctor. And I kind of got hippie parents, you know. And then I was sent to, the doctor said, well, he probably didn't think there was that much wrong with me, but he sent me to this tattoo guy. He was like half Chinese, half Indian. He was supposed to tattoo a magnet on me to draw iron so it would relieve my anemia. So I got a tattoo on my shoulder with my dad sitting next to me. And since then, you know, people have kind of called me Magnet.
And the anemia?
Was relieved. But I got some pills as well, so whatever, whichever sorted it out.
So you're not a full believer or anything?
I'm not necessarily a full believer in the magnet, no.
Well, your father toured here in the States. Would any music fans know his work? Did he ever record here?
Oh, no. But I'm planning to record his band in my studio, you see.
Oh, how cool. They're still playing?
No, but they stopped playing the year I was born. And then they had like a reunion thing. I think there was, you know, they have some friends all over here, so it was like, you know, like come over and set some shows up for you and stuff. So it's more like a summer holiday.
Now, how many members are still alive?
All five of them.
Wow.
Well, some of them have had like a little stroke here and a little stroke there, you know, but they're still going strong.
Well, that's great. So what does your dad do now?
My dad's been. He ended up being like the union leader for the finance people. So he was like, my granddad was a communist, my dad was a socialist, and I don't know what it makes me, but a fool, I'm sure.
It doesn't sound like he's a hippie anymore.
Well, he stopped, you know, I think that kind of went out the window when he, you know, when he had to feed me, I suppose.
Right.
Poor boy.
Keep you in magnets. What do you want to do next?
I thought we'd try and do a slow song called I'll Come Along. Self-assured.
dreary days. There's nothing here for me anymore. I can afford to come along with you. Lady Luck, you see, I've got all I ever wanted, but nothing I need. Never mind, forget it. Something so angelic will just be wasted on me. There's nothing here for me anymore. I can afford to come along with you. There's nothing here for me anymore. I can afford to come along with you. There's nothing here for me anymore.
I'll Come Along in My Darling Curse from Magnet, Evan Johansson, our guest today. And the new Magnet album is called The Tourniquet. Thanks to Evan for joining us here on the World Cafe.